to sift tests. So sift tests, I think we won't go into Kal, though it's an interesting issue. Maybe we'll get back to it a little later. In sift tests, we deal with the issue of Isser Mevatlin. Do we say Isser Mevatlin Zezeh? So as a background, the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, Reish Lakish says, HaPigul V'Hanoser V'Hatameh Shebalilon Zevezeh V'Achlan Pater. Even though all three of them are Aser, Isser Mevatlin Zezeh, and therefore, if you eat them, you're Pater. And another place where we see this in Shas is the Mishnah in Arla, Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel, HaArla Malas Akilayim, that Arla, even though it's Aser, Mitztaref to the Shir Bittel of Kilayim. So we have a couple of places where we find in Shas this principle of Isser Mevatel Zezeh. And therefore, the Rosh Paskins in Achuva, Klal Chaf Simin Beis, that we see from here that we paskin Isser Mevatel Zezeh, because we paskin like Reish Lakish. And that, in fact, is the basis of our halacha on the Shulchan Aruch. It's based off of this Tshuva Sarash. And therefore, if you have, let's say, 59 kazaisim of potatoes, and one kazais of dam falls in, and one kazais of nevela falls in, Yisurim Mevatlan Zezeh, so the dam is mitzdarif with the potatoes, levatel es ha-nevela, the nevela is mitzdarif es imha potatoes, levatel es ha-dam, and you could eat this taroves, even though there's two kazaisim of Isser, and 59 kazaisim of Heter. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So if you look at the Dagol Mirvav on the Shulchan Aruch, the Note of Yudah says, how could the Mechaber paskin this way? Okay, Bishlama, the Rosh paskins that way, but the Rambam in Perek Yudches, Apsulei Mukdashim Halacha Chaf, as well as elsewhere, paskins that any Surin Mevatlan Zezeh, the Rambam thinks we don't paskin like Reish Lakish. So we're dealing with a Safek Deraisa. To Safik Deraisa, you have no right to paskin like the Rush against the Rambam. Especially astounding, it's the Mechaber Shita. The Mechaber will always adopt the view of the Rambam against the Rush if it's a one-on-one. So why is the Mechaber paskining this way and the Dagol Mirvava thinks it's wrong? So what will the Mechaber respond? So the Dagol Mirvava himself already is merames to an answer, and this answer is spelled out by the Imre Baruch, as well as the Chavos Das, Sifkat and Tesvav, that no, maybe the Rambam would agree over here. Why? Because Lamaisa ain't Tamo Nirgash. When does the Rambam say Isserim are not Mevatel Zezeh? That's under normal circumstances. But here, what Isser are we talking about? We're dealing with the Isser of Tam Kikker. And accordingly, any time the Isser, the Tam HaIsser, isn't Nirgash, it's not Aser Midiraisa. Now over here, will you taste the Dam? No, you won't taste the Dam. Why? Why won't you taste the Dam? Because the Chelev is Mitzdaref with the potatoes to prevent the Tam of Dam from being Nirgash. And likewise, will you taste the Chelev? No. Because the dam will be mitzdarf with the potatoes to prevent the dam from being nirgash. In other words, what is the Imre Baruch and the Chavos Das answering? They're saying, no, in this case, there's no machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. Why? Because when it comes to tam ki'ikar, there's only an Isser D'oraisa that the tam is nirgash. And here, the tam is at nirgash. So what did the Dagol Mirvava think? Why did the Dagol Mirvava think that according to the Rambam would be an Isser D'oraisa, at least if he wasn't chozer? The Dagol Mirvava apparently understood that the Rambam understood that the shear of Shishim is not a shear simply in Tam, it's a shear of Bittel. Later on, when we talk about the Rambam Shita by Yavish B'Yavish, we will see that in fact there is a lot of evidence to assume that this is in fact is the Rambam's position. It manifests itself in Yavish B'Yavish and also in Min B'Mino, Yidin Ibatel the Isser Ba'otzim Yuta, which is Shishim and the like. Again, Ezra Sajem will get to the Rambam Shita in that as well. But perhaps based off of that, the Dagol Mirvava understood, at least initially, that the Rambam understood that Tam Ki'ikar, that there's a deal, well, the Rambam himself doesn't require Shishim Midiraisa, but at least those who hold Tam Ki'ikar Diraisa require Shishim Midiraisa, even if the Tam Ha'iser isn't Nirgash, because fundamentally, you need a shear of shishim, and again, and whereas the Imre Baruch and the Chavos Das all say no, The more pashat understanding that there's no iser derais as long as the tam is at nirgash, and you don't need shishim for that, and the like. Now you'll say, one second, of course the Rambam says kfeila works. Ah, but the pshat is, the Dagom Ravava would say, kfeila only works when you expect the kfeila to be able to catch it. Here, where you don't expect the kfeila to be able to catch it, because they're two different tamim, so then you'll need shishim. You'll need to be mevatel the iser ba'otzim miyuto, right? And therefore, the Dagom Ravava said, according to the Rambam, this would be aser. Right? In other words, even though we generally assume that if a guy can't taste it, it's mutter, and the Rambam certainly holds even if there isn't shishim, and that's the pashtus in the Mechaber as well. Oh, but that's only when the Dagom Ravava is saying, that's only when we expect the guy to be able to taste it. Here, because they have two different tastes, we don't expect the guy to be able to taste it, and therefore, fundamentally require shishim just like min bimino. Yeah?
The base osik quotes
the rush.
The rush and the orla, and then so he doesn't make any distinction. Doesn't it just seem like it's
a general so you could. A general machlokas. But he doesn't quote the Rambam either.
The base osik quotes the Rambam then?
He does?
I think so, at the very last part.
No, that's what the Rashba about what you mean, moon test or star.
Right, that's, I think that's a different issue. In other words, I mean, you could just, you see, it's fair to just say that the Beis Yosef thought, forgot about the Rambam, right? So that's why it's a little better, the Imre Baruch says, to say, no, he knew the Rambam, he just didn't think the Rambam was relevant here. In this type of situation, the Rambam and the Rush would agree. When is there a nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rush? Linian, Malkus, Linian, Pigel, all sorts of other things that aren't Nogaya, Lamaisa. But if Lamaisa, when we're talking about a Mimashen Omino, so then there would be no Macholkas, and that's why he quotes the Rush, and he doesn't quote Cholkim, even though there are Cholkim, because that Macholkas isn't relevant to Simen Tzadichas. Yeah?
The Gemara is welcome and Ches, but I remember, doesn't bring up Tom Kicker there?
Yes. So we mentioned it. First of all, it's interesting, right? Is that Tom Kicker or not, right? Yeah. That's Taimo Mamasho. According to Ramban, it's not Tom Kicker. But you're correct. It is relevant over there, but that still doesn't undermine the point, because exactly, exactly. Okay, if you look at the Achronim over here, they quote a number of really fascinating cases of different types of ta'arovos, which are very telling. They get really to the heart of a lot of the issues inside the siman. I'll mention four of them. There are even more. But I'll mention four fascinating cases of ta'aroves that come up over here. So the first interesting case is, what's the din if you have two different isurim that have the same ta'am? Let's imagine you have a kazayis of nevela and a kazayis of trefa. Now nevela and trefa, they both taste exactly the same. They're both from the cow, right? Beef. Beef nevela and beef trefa. So two totally different isurim with the same taste that get mixed up with 59 kazesim of potatoes, 59 kazesim of heter. So what's going to be the halacha in this case? Let's again assume like the machaber for the moment, right? We pass them like the machaber against the Dagal Mirvava for whatever reason, either because we pass them like the Rush or because the Rambam would agree with the Rush here. So what's the halacha in this case? In this case, you taste iser because you taste the tam of the meat, right? There's two kazesim of meat, only 59 kazesim of potatoes. You taste the tam basar, but you can't identify it. I can't say, oh, I taste tam nevela. Oh, I taste tam trefa. No, the potatoes will be mevata mitzaref with the nevela to be mevatal the tam trefa, and the potatoes will be mevatal with the mitzaref with the trefa to mevatal the tam nevela. So what's the halacha? Again, on the one hand, you could taste iser. On the other hand, you can't identify iser. Now, the Prisha Oslamid and Rabbi Akiva Eger, as well as the Shach over here, are all machmir. Now, Lacharetz Pashat, this is going to be us according to the Shach. Remember, we had a machlokas before, earlier in the Siman, between the Shach and the Rashba, about the following case. What's the halacha if you have min, mino, and davar acher? And you know that there's rov min heter over min iser, but you don't know if there's shishim. Is that a shaila nederaisa or shaila derabanan? The Rashba said it's a shaila nederabanan, and therefore you could be mekel benishbach. And the Shach held it was a shaila nederaisa, and you have to be machmir nishbach. So according to the Shach, it's Pashut over here, this is going to be Aser. Just like over there, we say that that's considered Nikar HaIsser, even though you can't identify the Tam HaIsser. Over there, again, imagine you have two pieces of kosher meat, one piece of treif meat, and some unknown amount of potatoes. You don't know if there's 50 or 60 potatoes. So in that case, you could identify the tam of basar, and that's enough to make it a shayla nedoraisa, according to the Shach. So here too, certainly over here, where all the pieces of meat are asar, right, just some are nevela, some are treifa, then for sure it's going to be asar nedoraisa. So according to the Shach, this is an open and shut case. The question would be, if you learn like the Rashba over there, what's the halacha? Do you say over here that the Rashba is going to agree it's an Isser Deraisa because you could taste Vada Isser? Or do you say no, since the time of Nevela is a Nicker and the time time of Trefa is a Nicker, there is no Isser Deraisa? So I don't know of anyone that thinks that this is Mutter, but it's an interesting Shaila if you learn like the Rashba. And as I said, Lamaisa, everyone that I found, Prisha, Rebbe Kivega, and Shach, are all Machmir. Okay, now let's talk about the exact opposite case. What's the halacha if you have two chatichos that are aser, and they're aser because of the same iser, but they don't taste the same? You have a lamb chop that's a treifa that falls in, and a beef steak that's a treifa that falls in. Everybody knows that the lamb and beef don't taste alike, but they're the same iser. They would be mitzdare, for example, for Kazayas, Linyan, and Malkus. It's the same Isser Mamish, but in Tamam Shaveh. So in this case, you have the exact opposite thing. You don't have Shishim Keneged Isser Nevela, right? You have two Kazesim of Nevela, 59 Kazesim of Heter. But on the other hand, in Tamam Nirgash. If you give this to a guy, presumably the guy will not taste Isser. Just like the case of the Shulchan Aruch, where Dam and Chelev aren't mitzdarif because they taste different, so too over here, the nevela of cow and nevela of lamb should be mitzdarif because they taste different. So what's the halacha? So maybe I'll say, well, according to the Mechaber, it's going to be aser, because the Mechaber says just give it to a guy and the guy will taste it, and they'll say there's no tam shel aser. According to the Ramah, though, maybe it should be aser, because the Ramah says you always need shishim. Or no. Maybe even according to the Mechaber it would be Aser because we don't expect the guy to be able to taste it. Or maybe even according to the Ramah it would be Mutter because we know there is Shishim on some level. So what do we paskin? So the Isser Veheter, Klal Chavdalet Os Yud, writes that it's Mutter. If they fall into 59 Kazesim of Heter, they're Mevatel Zezem. Tam HaNavim Misbatel B'Shishim Mechem Tam HaTmarim. And this is also quoted in the Hagos Imre Baruch on that Dagul Mirvava. The Prima Gadim, however, Mishpat Zozav Tesvav, says no, it's Shaykh Tan Ki Iker, even though the Tam isn't Nirgash. Sounds like it might be even Aser Mideraisa. And it's Deraisa Alts Tam Ki Iker, even though the Tam isn't Nirgash. It's not clear, he might not mean Deraisa, but it sounds a little bit like Deraisa. So we have a fascinating idea that you could have Tam Ki Iker even though the Tam isn't Nirgash. Why? Because Be'etzim it is Nirgash. Because there isn't Shishim. And then the third view on this is the Yad Avram. The Yad Avram says, no, it's Aser Midrabanan. It's like Min B'Mino. So again, the Prima Gadim and the Yad Avram both say you'll need 120 pieces of Heter in this case, not just 60 or 59. You'll need 120 pieces of Heter. But is only Midrabanan like Min B'Mino? Min B'Mino meaning to say anytime we don't expect to taste the tam, then you need shishim kenegeda iser, and therefore you'll need 120. Or no, maybe even midoraisa, this is considered tam kicker. It's almost like the reciprocal case of the Ramah and the Shach, right? It's not exactly the same, but just like the Ramah holds that you could have a situation of the iser being nirgash but not being tam kicker because it's designated as min b'mino, so too you have a case where the iser isn't nicker, but since it's min b'sheino mino, then it's aser mideraisa. That would be the view, possibly, of the Prima Gadim. Okay, the next case. What about if you have yavesh b'yavesh, three different isurim, right? But you can't tell the difference. You know, it's too much soy sauce. You go to the Chinese restaurant, and there are a bunch of small pieces with a lot of soy sauce. Turns out, that it's one-third squid, one-third pork, one-third nevela. Right? A nice Chinese dish. Okay. Now, what's the halacha? I got confused. I didn't realize. You know, I once was at a chasana, and this was at a hall that they had two, I can't believe they did this, they had two weddings at the same place. It was at a country club. And one was kosher, one was not kosher, going on simultaneously. And I walked into the non-kosher wedding, and there was the shmorik. So Baruch Hashem, I didn't start eating. And it wasn't the type of wedding where you'd expect everybody to be dressed like they were, you know, it would be noticed. So, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that I was running to make the chasan's dish, I might have jumped in and had some of that Chinese food. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha? One-third pork, one-third squid, one-third nevela. Mixed in a lot of soy sauce. Small pieces. Can't tell. So, again, according to the Rambam, there's nothing to talk about, because the Rambam holds Ein Isurim Mevatlin Zaseh. But if you paskin like the Rosh, and if you assume the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rosh, what's the halacha? So again, everybody's going to say lemais it's asher to eat this, but is it an iser deraisha? So the Chav Ostas Osches says no. There's bitul midraisa. Each one is mevatel the iser on the other one. So the squid and the pork are mevatel the iser nevela. The nevela and the squid are mevatel the iser pork. V'chule. There's no iser deraisa. However, the prima gadim. In the Psicha to our Simon, in the Chazon Ish, Simon Chafhe Osei, say, no, about it's an Isser Deraisa. How could something be 100% Asr and Mutter to eat Mideraisa? Lo Yitache. Aye, what am I in the Gemara? The Gemara said explicitly, Apigol Vanosar Vatamim Vatlan Zazet, Maina. So he says, no, the Chavos Das misunderstood the Gemara. The Gemara wasn't talking about Isser Vahetar. The Gemara was talking about Linyan Malkus. Linyan Malkus, your potter. Why? Hasra Safek. But avada it's an iser deraisa. Yeah. Finally, the last case is the final pischei tshuva refers to a tshuvas base Ephraim. So the base Ephraim is a fascinating shaila. What about? We'll take one step back. What if you have 59 kazaisim of potatoes and a kazais of milk and then a kazais of meat fall in? So what's halach over there? For sure it's mutter, right? It's lo gara from shnei mina yisr, from nevel and da. What about the following? What about if you mix together basar b'chalav first, so you have two kazaisim of basar b'chalav, and then you mix that into the 59 kazaisim of potatoes? And this question really gets to the heart of basar b'chalav. On the one hand, l'chora would be ein taim mo nirgash. You won't taste the tam basar, you won't taste the tam chalav. Right? I'm assuming that the metzius is, the metzius is the same whether you mix them first together and then pour them into the potatoes, or you first pour them into the potatoes, first you pour them into the potatoes and then you mix everything together. So l'maisa, ein taim mo nirgash. So this is sort of like case one, but you had two kazesim of iser. And this gets into a new question of, do you say basar b'chalav turn into a new entity? Or no, they're only asr as long as they get together, as long as they're together. And this really brings us to our next topic. So it's a great segue, which is chanan, esher, l'sochdo, and the like, and the nature of the isr of basar b'chalav. So,